Alhamdulillah, we are grateful that with the concern of Hazrat Sheikh, we are all gathered here. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of you gathered here today, accept your efforts, every footstep of yours, every breath of yours, your time that you sacrificed, inshallah, in your life. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of your efforts. And inshallah, you'll see the good effects of your efforts in your lives. First of all, just like Brother Idris stated, that we are grateful to Hazrat Sheikh Sahib first and foremost. There was a time when Hazrat Sahib, for reciting the name of Allah, he invited people. Rather, before that, Hazrat Sheikh Asif Hussain Farooqi Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he had attained a business degree, and in his heart, the love of Allah was generated, the connection to be made with Allah, that passion arose, and he left all his business and work, he left this country, and he went into the service of the Ahlullah in Pakistan. A great Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Ali Murtada, Rahmatul Alay, he presented himself in his service, in his Sheikh's service. And this blessed journey, he left his business here in this country, he left his occupation, and he, for the sake of Allah, he traveled to see his Sheikh. And a very difficult journey he undertook with happiness, with passion and fervor for this person, for this purpose, because he wanted to strengthen the link and connection with Allah. So Hazrat Sahib traveled on a long journey to reach to his Sheikh. He went by a boat, he went by foot, went by air, reached to the service of his Sheikh. And then Hazrat Maulana Ali Murtada Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he saw this student, and Hazrat Sahib Sheikh Hazrat Ali Murtada Rahmatullah Alayhi, he is a graduate from Darul Uloom Deoband, and he was the Khalifa, deputy himself of Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, the great Sheikh. And when Hazrat Ali Murtada saw that this person has come with great passion, he gave Khilafah, deputization, immediately in the first sitting to Hazrat Sheikh Sahib. And he said, go back to the UK, host dhikr, teach dhikr. Who in the UK was aware about doing dhikr? What is the meaning of dhikr? To do dhikr, to invite people to dhikr, to host dhikr, very difficult in this day and age to explain to people. But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala put barakah, blessings in Hazrat Sahib's health and his age. And if we look at istiqamah, whether people come or not, morning, evening, daily, health, illness, whether in journey or in the hometown, wherever, every day Hazrat Sahib is consistent and regular in doing dhikr, and this gathering takes place every single day without fail. And alhamdulillah, today we have such a great gathering, we have such a great ijtama'an conference that we are undertaking today. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Allah Ta'ala stated to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that there are some people who are within an ummah, a nation. MashaAllah, Hazrat describing on his own, and people were against him, or critics, and Mahal is not attracted to dhikr, but with istiqamah, steadfastness, Hazrat Sahib, he, in this age, in weakness, at this stage of his life, even in illness, MashaAllah, every day, morning and evening, the gathering of dhikr takes place without fail. My brothers, elders, children, I am not the purpose of this gathering. I'm just here to introduce this gathering so that we can understand the importance of this gathering. So we can understand this silsila, this order. What is this ijtama? Why are we gathered here? Why is this majlis being undertaken? The reason for this gathering is so we can understand the importance of the pious elders before us, so we can follow in their footsteps, so we can create a connection with them. Because our lives, if we look at our lives, my friends, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addressed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that those people who take bayah with you, who connect with you, they are rather taking bayah with Allah, pledging allegiance to Allah. Let me explain what is bayah, pledging allegiance to a teacher. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would host men and women, sahabi, sahabiyah, and he would give bayah, he would give the connection, And he would affirm his students, and he would affirm that they will not do zina, they will not do shirk, they will not steal, they will not commit the big sins, and they will do tawbah, repent, and they will obey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on these promises, he would give bayah, pledge allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the same way, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put his hands into the hands of the Sahaba ikram, and they pledged allegiance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Rasulullah sallam's generation passed, this practice continued through the generations, and four great orders, or you can say schools of teaching, have been established. And the school that Hazrat Sahib teaches, which is the Naqshbandi Silsila. So any student who takes bayah with Hazrat Sahib, he teaches them the Naqshbandi teaching of the Tasawwuf of spirituality, and they become students of the Shaykh. The most important thing is to have the connection, the rapta with the Shaykh, to have love and contact and connection with your teacher so you can attain blessings and benefit. That's why Allah says in the Quran in Surah Mumtahna, Allah Ta'ala explains that his fairs, it went through the connection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all of the Sahaba, the noble companions, the Sahaba Sabia, to the Tabi'in, Tabi'in, throughout all the Mashaykh and the generations, right down today to this generation of Hazrat Shaykh, and whatever connection he then makes with his students, they will attain their blessings. So that's why we have this ijtama, so students can come together and listen to the Shaykh, have his company, so their rapta can be strengthened. And those brothers today who are here, who have not got bayah to a teacher, not connected to a teacher, living the life without bayah, without a connection with a teacher who can do your islah, rectify you spiritually, you cannot be true and proper human beings. It is essential to sit in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, to take bayah with them, to learn from them, to hear from them, to have connection with them. Hazrat Sahib always used to give advice that take bayah with the Shaykh in your locality, your city, your country. Don't look for people far and wide. So when you enter into a silsila, an order, a school of tasawwuf, of islah, rectification, then our poor bad habits, Allah says in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَن تَزَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَن زَكَّهَا. Those people who purify their hearts, their souls, they are the successful people. So that's why we come to such illuminated and great gatherings, so we can wash ourselves, purify ourselves, our hearts, our souls, and strengthen the link with Allah. So a summary of what I'm saying is, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, Allah, in this day and age is a great treasure of Allah, that Allah has given us the blessed and great, fantastic company of Hazrat Shaykh Sahib, Damat Barakatuh. May Allah Ta'ala increase his age, give him health, give him strength, and just like we have a light bulb which emits the rays of light, so whether you're downstairs or upstairs or listening online, that you can connect yourself to the teacher. When the wire allows the transmission of the electricity, then the electricity allows other devices to give benefit to people. So a person, when he sits in a gathering of the Wali Allah, you'll attain the benefit of this gathering. But if you want the true intensity of this gathering, then a person needs to become a student of the Shaykh, so he benefits fully. Hazrat Sahib traveled to Blackburn, Burnley, Nelson, different towns, the north of England, Dewsbury. Many people, they came into this school of the tasawwuf of learning. They listened to Hazrat Sahib's words, his teachings, and all of the light from his qulub, from his heart, he transmits that learning to the students, and they benefit. Because when Allah Ta'ala selected Hazrat, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ in the Quran, Allah says, I select, fear Allah, Allah will give you ilm. If you want to fear Allah, Allah will give you ilm. Just like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had no ustad. Hazrat Sahib had a business degree. But mashallah, if you listen to his sermons, speeches, and listen to his, read his books, you'll think that he's a great, this is a kitab of the great Ahlullah from our pious predecessors. So Allah Ta'ala has allowed this fairs to be spread and to be spreading as we speak. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to end his gatherings, to create a spiritual attachment with him, a connection with him. And this is what I wanted to say in the beginning, that mashallah, you brothers have traveled far and wide. Hazrat Sahib lives in this town. And Hazrat Sahib didn't tell me to introduce in such a way, but I give you my personal advice, that if you've come so far, then appreciate this gathering. If you want to live a good life, you want to be free from distress and worries and issues, and you want to be freed from family problems or business problems or the trials and challenges of risk and personal issues, friends issues, societal issues, then join this silsila, this Naqshbandi silsila, and join to the teachings and understand the teachings of the Shaykh. Allah will resolve all of your issues and make your life easy. So, as I said, when he gives bayah to a student, then what does he do? as a teacher, his lataif is the lessons of the Naqshbandi order. He teaches every student, and that student then implements those lessons, the daily lessons. We have Latifa Qalb, the lesson of the heart, Latifa Ruh, the Latifa of the soul, Latifa Sar, Latifa Akhfa, Latifa Khafi, Latifa Ruh, Latifa Nafs. All of these are the lessons of spirituality. So a person purifies his soul and his inner self so he can travel close to Allah. Then every day you will be prescribed dhikr, remembrance of Allah, so that you can remember Allah morning, evening, during the day, so that you can enlighten your life. And then you come into that state where the Prophet ﷺ did the dua that Allah Ta'ala, enlighten my life, enlighten my heart, my soul, my speech, my actions, my everything. That when you do dhikr of the heart and all of the lataif, the lessons that the shaykh teaches you, then your whole life becomes enlightened. You get satisfaction, you get barakat, you get blessings. Sakina comes into your life, into your family. And I give invitation to all of you, and you should in turn invite others. May Allah Ta'ala give us the appreciation of this silsila, may give us the value of what we've come to. May Allah Ta'ala assist all of us, and may Allah Ta'ala increase and give blessings in Hazrat Sahib's age and his health. All the brethren who are here, don't consider that you are far from Allah. You are now enveloped by Allah's rahmah mercy. The angels have surrounded this gathering, and they've surrounded this gathering to the heavens, to the skies. So we will hear Hazrat Sahib's words. We will be involved, included in a dhikr that Hazrat Sahib will host, and Allah Ta'ala's mercies will rain down. So with sabr, with patience, with sakina, with contentment, sit down. Inshallah, we will start the program. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of us being here. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to practice the deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us success in this world and the hereafter. Ameen. Then inshallah, this silsila, this ijtama that has been gathered, this gathering, according to my knowledge, as I've learned, that this is the ijtama of the silsila Aliyah Naqshbandiyya Mujaddid, the fourth conference, the fourth annual gathering. This is like a net. Just like the fisherman who's on the trawler and he captures the fish by spreading out the net. In the same way, I came to the gathering some time back. Alhamdulillah, I became a student of Hazrat Sahib, and I am attached to Hazrat Sahib. And everything that I've learned from Hazrat Sahib is due to the blessings of my teacher. So, this becomes a lesson. This gathering is a lesson. It's a spiritual lesson that we've come to learn. Allah Ta'ala is focusing on your hearts. This is a golden opportunity for us. We should value this gathering, value Hazrat Sahib's company, and bring his teachings into life. This is the fourth gathering, yearly gathering, alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever we didn't know before, we have learnt now something new. And Hazrat Sahib, even when there was nobody in his gatherings, he continued to dhikr. He has no desire for fame. MashaAllah, there are many students of Hazrat Sahib. He has a khanq in Manchester, in Makkah Mukarramah, in Madinatul Manawwara, in Manchester, in Karachi, in Lahore, different cities in this country. And MashaAllah, Hazrat Sahib teaches so many thousands the dhikr of Allah. This is Allah's selection. This is Allah's desire. So Allah Ta'ala, He selects the people to spread His deen. He selects the people to guide His deen. And for us, this is a great opportunity. Anyway, this gathering, this conference, which is spreading the teachings of the Naqshbandi Mujaddidiyya order, it's the fourth annual gathering, so that we can come together and learn. I would like to invite Mawlana Yaqub Rafiq Sahib, so he can recite the Quran to initiate this gathering. After that, there will be some hamd. There will be an English hamd or naat and nasheed, and then Hazrat Sahib will speak, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Malana Yaqub Rafiq Sahib.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran katheera. وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم لكم ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقون كريما يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا صدق الله العظيم.
Allah says, O people of Iman, do my dhikr in abundance. Remember me morning and evening. The walis of Allah, the mashayikh, they teach people to do dhikr in abundance. What does this mean? That you are always doing the dhikr of Allah. When you go to a sheikh, the sheikh teaches you to focus on your heart. He teaches you how to remember Allah in your heart. Then your heart becomes alive. Hazrat Sahib himself has stated, and the students, they also understand this, that even if you're sleeping, your heart is doing dhikr of Allah. If you're walking, your heart is doing dhikr of Allah. So as Allah has said in the Quran, that always remember me and worship me, and worship me until your death comes. Continue to do ibadah. Continue to do ibadah. That your heart is always remembering me. Allah says, remember me in abundance, kathira. So Hazrat Sahib teaches people to do dhikr in abundance. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do his dhikr in abundance. So inshallah, to recite hamd, I will invite Mufti Sahib to come forward and to present his hamd to us.
Yusuf Palliji, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabihi wa sallim. Milk Palliji, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه میرے رب کہاں پہ نہیں ہے تو میرے رب کہاں پہ نہیں ہے تو تیری شان جل جلاله تیری زر زر میں ہے نمو تیری زر زر میں ہے نمو تیری شان جل جلالہ اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ جل جلالہ کہیے نا اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ جل جلالہ تیری شان عمانوالو اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ جل جلالہ تیرے نام پر اے میرے خدا میرا دل فدا میری جان فدا تیرے نام پر اے میرے خدا میرا دل فدا میری جان فدا میری روح کی ہے یہی غذا تیرا ذکر لب پہ رہے صدا تیرا ذکر لب پہ رہے صدا ہو تیری رضا میری آرزو اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ جل جلالہ جو حساب روز حساب ہو میرے دائیں ہاتھ کتاب ہو جو حساب روز حساب ہو میرے دائیں ہاتھ کتاب ہو میرے لبیں پہ نعت جناب ہو نہ سوال ہو نہ جواب ہو نہ سوال ہو نہ جواب ہو میں رہوں حضور کے روبرو اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ جل جلالہ میں گناہگار میں گناہگار ہوں اے خدا کوئی کام نہیں ایک نہ کر سکا، میں گناہگار ہوں اے خدا، کوئی کام نے نہ کہے سکا، نہیں ہو سکا تیرا حق ادا، تیرا رحم فضل ہے بے بہا، تیرا رحم فضل ہے بے بہا، مجھے رکھے نہ حشر میں سرے خرو اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ جل جلالہ.
نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله. Welcome. A very warm welcome to everyone. The first thing to say is we all need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are extremely fortunate to be sitting in the company of Hazrat Sheikh Asif Hussain Farooqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. Maulana Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned in the oft-quoted statement, one moment in the company of the awliya is better than 100 years of nafal ibadah. Our Hazrat Sheikh gained khilafat from Qutbul Aktab Sanad Ay Awliya, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Ali Murtaza Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was a very big scholar of the time, who was taught by Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, rahmatullahi alayh. He did Dawra Hadith, along with his class fellow, Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, under the supervision of Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, who was the father of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, rahmatullahi alayh. Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Ali Murtaza, rahmatullahi alayh, also studied with various other renowned scholars of the time, including Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tamwi, rahmatullahi alayh. Our Hazrat Sheikh, Asif Hussain Farooqi Sahib, damat barakatuhum, gained khilafat from Qutbul Aktab, Sanad-e Awliya, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Ali Murtaza, rahmatullahi alayh, in all four salasil, Naqshbandiya, Qadiriya, Chishtiya, and Suhrawardiya. And also gained the company of a big sheikh of the time, namely Arif Billah, Dr. Abdul Hayy, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a senior khalifa of Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tamwi, rahmatullahi alayhi, as well as other respected mashaykh. The best way to thank Allah Ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to attend such a beautiful gathering is to follow the advice and instructions of our beloved Hazrat Sheikh. Hazrat Sheikh teaches us to perform the dhikr of Allah within the heart. And this is also known as khafi dhikr or silent dhikr. A hadith mentions that doing dhikr of the heart is 70 times more superior than doing dhikr by the tongue. Many of us sitting here have been immensely fortunate to learn about Sharia, the blessed sunnah, and akhlaqiyat, the good manners, from the teachings of our respected Hazrat Sheikh. Inshallah, I will now recite a short nasheed that was inspired by our beloved teacher, Damat Barakatuhum. To pass through this life in a sincere submission to Allah Most High is the path that I seek, and in His mercy He gives us true guidance. By the brightest of lights, the great star of Tariq. The blessed Khana Kaaba, Allah's most ancient house,
is the way that we face for ruku and sujood. But we only know this by the light of our Prophet. So with all true ibadah come sincere durood. Now there's only one pass through the mountains of dunya to get to that great haram that lies at Makkah. For there's no one can reach there without the true guidance of the seal of the prophets shining from Medina. From that city of lights the whole world is illumined, and that light shines out from the hearts of those whom Allah makes the guides to the best of creation, our Prophet. For his sunnah it is the light of the true Shaykh. Now to follow that light and to reach those great places, the eye of the heart must be both clear and true. So what of the blind man whose sins and transgressions have darkened his heart? What can such a one do? Although the eye might not see, yet we have ears for hearing, to hark to the sweet voice of the friend of Allah as he calls through the darkness sincerely and warmly to guide to the true path of love and taqwa. So even in darkness there is compensation, for though others might tell of true visions and lights, just the itar that comes from the cloak of my murshid suffices to guide through the darkest of nights. And if in that darkness, while stumbling forward, deep silence comes on and all senses depart, yet still can that guide give the truest of bearings from that touch of his hand on your wandering heart. Now when hope rises up like a rose in the desert, and on flights of fancy I take to the air, I see myself by that green dome in Medina. My Hadhrat Shaykh and his faithful Murids are all there, and we follow him down with great love and obedience to where those bright golden gates veil sweet Rasulullah's. And we lower our eyes and we make supplication, for the sake of thy beloved, please forgive us, Ya Allah. And next my heart leaps to hopes of that great station, when all failings are overlooked and all faults are passed by, and we stand in the line at the sweet well of Kawthar, come to taste of the mercy of Allah Most High. And then I imagine that most holy water, in quenching my heart, also unclouds my eyes. And then I raise them to gaze for a moment at the best of creation with my Shaykh by his side. It's so, so true that the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, it is ever raining on all Muslimin. So pray that my heart ever keeps this sweet connection, that somehow I might become truly Abdul Rahim.
Arz-e Miraj-e Haqeeqat az mane bedil mapurs qatra daryo gasht پیغمبر نمیدونم چی شد و محمدا سر و جان و تن فدای تو کی شود آن دم که ببینم رخ زیبای تو و محمدا و محمدا دهم جان به هر نگاه تو کی شود آن دم که بمالم دیده به پای تو و محمدا و محمدا هن بیا همه فدای تو بر دلم این است که شوم خاک رهی پای تو و محمدا و محمدا هولیا همه گدای تو کی شود آن دم که بپوشم بجان ردای تو و محمدا و محمدا سر ما و خاک پای تو بر دلم این است که ببینم قد و بالای تو و محمدا و محمدا سر و جان و تن فدای تو کی شود آن دم که ببینم رخ زیبای تو و محمدا حبیب خالق یکتایی و محمدا بعد از خدا هم والایی و محمدا رحمت جمله جهانهایی و محمدا و محمدا سر ما و خاک پای تو بر دلم این است که ببینم قد و بالای تو و محمدا و محمدا سر و جان و تن فدای تو کی شود آن دم که ببینم رخ زیبای تو و محمدا کمتر از خیلی گدایانم و محمدا سر و تا پا هم عصیانم و محمدا یک نظر کن که پریشانم و محمدا کن قدم رنج به چشمانم و محمدا رحم بر دیده ی گریانم و محمدا بنمایم شب خرامانم و محمدا غریب بی سر و سامانم و محمدا مهر تو در دل و در جانم و محمدا و محمدا رسم گر و بارگاه تو بر دلم این است که ببینم قد و بالای تو و محمدا و محمدا سر و جان و تن فدای تو کی شود آن دم که ببینم رخ زیبای تو و محمدا یا رسول عربی شاه سوار مدنی بلبل مکه و بطها و سهیل یمنی در حریم حرم خاص تو جبریل امین کمترین بنده درگاه ویس قرنی ویس قرن عاشق رویت و محمدا پیری انصار شیفته خویت و محمدا غوث العظم به گفت و گویت و محمدا خواجه مودود خورم از بویت و محمدا شهاب الدین شده جادویت و محمدا شاه نقشبند اسیر مویت و محمدا شیخ علی خورده از سبویت و محمدا گیتی ستار آمده سویت و محمدا این غریبک شده مجنونت و محمدا و محمدا اولیا همه گدای تو کی شود آن دم که بپوشم بجان ردای تو و محمدا و محمدا سر و جان و تن فدای تو کی شود آن دم که ببینم رخ زیبای تو و محمدا
صلی الله علیه و سلم
دروشیف پڑھ لیجیے اللهم صل علی
سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه. حضرت صاحب کا لکھا ہوا کلام ہی پیش کرنے کی سعادت حاصل کر رہا ہوں. اس سے پہلے چند ذوقیہ عشق محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ڈوبے اشعار آپ کو سنانا چاہتا ہوں, اور اس صاحب کی اجازت کے ساتھ ایک بات کہنا چاہتا ہوں کہ محبت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو ویسے ہمیشہ سے دل میں تھی, مگر جب سے حضرت صاحب کی صحبت ملی ہے یہ محبت رسول عشق رسول میں بدل گئی. تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی حضرت صاحب کے جوتوں کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پر ہمیشہ قائم و دائم فرمائے. خاک سورج سے اندھیروں کا ازالہ ہوگا, خاک سورج سے اندھیروں کا ازالہ ہوگا, عشق محمد سے میرے دل میں اجالا ہوگا, خاک سورج سے اندھیروں کا ازالہ ہوگا, عشق سرکار سے میرے دل میں اجالا ہوگا, عشق سرکار کی ایک شمع جلا لو دل میں, عشق سرکار کی ایک شمع جلا لو دل میں, بعد مرنے کے لحد میں بھی اجالا ہوگا, بعد مرنے کے لحد میں بھی اجالا ہوگا. اور بعد مرنے کے لحد میں بھی اجالا ہوگا, دل میں عشق, دل میں عشق شاہ کونین کی دولت ہے بڑی, دل میں عشق شاہ کونین کی دولت ہے بڑی, ہوں گناہگار, ہوں گناہگار ولیکن میری قیمت ہے بڑی, ہوں گناہگار ولیکن میری قیمت ہے بڑی, لحد میں بھی عشق محمد کا داغ رکھتا ہوں, لحد میں بھی عشق محمد کا داغ رکھتا ہوں, اندھیری قبر میں, اندھیری قبر میں روشن چراغ رکھتا ہوں, اندھیری قبر میں روشن چراغ رکھتا ہوں, عشق محمد کا ابد تک سرور رہتا ہے, توجہ چاہوں گا, عشق محمد کا ابد تک سرور رہتا ہے, اگر زندہ ہو دل تو نا صبور رہتا ہے, مہو ستارہ مثال شرارہ یک دو نفس میں خودی کا ابد تک سرور رہتا ہے, فرشتہ موت کا چھوتا ہے گو بدن تیرا, تیرے وجود کے مرکز سے دور رہتا ہے, تیرے وجود کے مرکز سے دور رہتا ہے, اے عشق مجھے ان کا, حضرت صاحب کا کلام ہے,
عشق مجھے ان کا اے عشق مجھے ان کا دیوانہ بنا دے اے عشق مجھے ان کا دیوانہ بنا دے. کہیے نا یہ جملہ, اے عشق مجھے ان کا دیوانہ بنا دے, اے عشق مجھے ان کا دیوانہ بنا دے, دیوانہ بنا دے مجھے, مستانہ بنا دے اے عشق مجھے ان کا دیوانہ بنا دے, اے عشق مجھے ان کا دیوانہ بنا دے. آئے نہ نظر ان کے سوا کچھ بھی جہاں میں, آئے نہ نظر ان کے سوا کچھ بھی جہاں میں, بس ان کے سوا سب سے بیگانہ بنا دے, بس ان کے سوا سب سے بیگانہ بنا دے, بس ان کے سوا سب سے بیگانہ بنا دے. میں خاک بنوں اڑتا پھروں ان کی گلی میں, میں خاک بنوں اڑتا پھروں ان کی گلی میں, اس کو چائے جانا کا جانا نہ بنا دے, اس کو چائے جانا کا جانا نہ بنا دے, اس کو چائے جانا کا جانا نہ بنا دے. ہر دھڑکن دل نور سے معمور ہو ان کے, ہر دھڑکن دل نور سے معمور ہو ان کے, ہر سانس کو آداب فقیرانہ سکھا دے, ہر سانس کو آداب فقیرانہ سکھا دے, ہر سانس کو آداب فقیرانہ سکھا دے. بڑا ہی خوبصورت شعر ہے. تاہا ہے وہ یاسین ہے, تاہا ہے وہ یاسین ہے, وہ جان دو عالم, تاہا ہے وہ یاسین ہے, وہ جان دو عالم, اس شمع میں فروزاں کا, اس شمع میں فروزاں کا پروانہ بنا دے, اس شمع میں فروزاں کا پروانہ بنا دے. یہ جملہ ذرا کہہ دینا, اس شمع میں فروزاں کا پروانہ, اس شمع میں فروزاں کا پروانہ بنا دے. ایک جذب ہو, ایک جذب ہو, ایک شوق ہو اور کچھ نہ ہوا صرف ایک جذب ہو ایک شوق ہو اور کچھ نہ ہوا صرف ایک جذب ہو ایک شوق ہو اور کچھ نہ ہو آصف ہر بزم کو تو بزم ہر بزم کو تو بزم جانا نہ بنا دے ہر بزم کو تو بزم جانا نہ بنا دے عشق مجھے ان کا دیوانہ بنا دے.